You've heard how young Albert Ramsbottom, in a zoo up at Blackpool one year, with a stick with an horse's head handle, gave a lion a poke in the ear. The name of the lion was Wallace. The poke in the ear made him wild. And before you could say, "Bob, your uncle," he'd up and he'd swallowed the child. He was sorry the moment he'd done it, for with children he'd always been chums. And besides, he'd no teeth in his noggin, and you couldn't chew Albert on gums. He could feel the lad moving inside him as he lay on his bed of dried ferns, and it might have been little lad's birthday. He wished him such happy returns. Little Albert kept kicking and fighting until Wallace arose feeling bad, and he felt it was time that he started to stage a comeback for the lad. So with his head down in a corner on his front paws, he started to walk. And he coughed and he sneezed and he gargled until Albert popped out like a cork. Old Wallace felt better directly, and his figure once more became lean. But the only difference with Albert was that his hands and his face was quite clean. Meanwhile, Mr. and Mrs. Ramsbottom had gone home to their tea feeling blue. Ma said, "I feel down in the mouth like." Pa said, "I bet Albert does too." Said Mother, "It just goes to show you that the future is never revealed. If I'd known we was going to lose him, I'd not have had his boots soled and healed." "Let's look on the bright side," said Father. "What can't be helped must be endured. Every cloud has a silvery lining, and we did have young Albert insured." A knock at the door came that moment, as Father these kind words to speak. 'Twas the young fella from the insurance come for his tuppence per person per week. When Father saw who was knocking, he laughed, and he kept laughing so. The young fella said, "What's to laugh at?" Pa said, "You'll laugh enough when you know." "Excuse him for laughing," said Mother, "but really things happen so strange. Out of Albert's been at by a lion. You'll have to pay us for a change." Said the young fella from the insurance, "Now come, come, let's understand this. You mean to say that you've lost him?" Ma said, "Oh, no, we know where he is." When the young man had heard all the details, a bag from his pocket he drew, and he paid them with interest and bonus, the sum of £9, 4 and 2. Pa had scarce got his hand on the money when a face at the window they see. Ma said, "Look, Pa, it's Albert." And Father said, "Aye, it would be." Young Albert came in all excited and started his story to give, and Pa said, "I'll never trust lions again, not as long as I live." The young fellow from the insurance to pick up the money began when Father said, "Here, just a moment, don't be in a hurry, young man." Then giving young Albert a shilling, he said, "Here, pop off back to the zoo. Here's your stick with its horses at Endle. Go see what the tigers can do."